Nolte, It's Okay to Cancel Democrats Who Support War Crimes. By John Nolte on October 12, 2023. It's okay to cancel the Democrats at Harvard who watch live streams of rape and then express support for the rapists because the Jew had it coming. No, seriously, it's okay. In fact, it's more than okay. It's what enlightened civilizations should do. All decent Americans hate cancel culture. Hate the blacklisting. Hate living in a fascist culture where people are censored, doxxed, shamed, and attacked for holding a political opinion. Decent Americans want no part of a Democrat-run society where you cannot hold a job or keep a bank account due to your political beliefs, no matter how vile. I get that. I do. But the Jew had it coming, isn't that? It isn't even close to that. Expressing your hatred for black people or white people or gays or Mexicans because they are black or white or gay or Mexican is vile. Still, in a free country, you have a right to be vile without one, the government sanctioning you or two, the kangaroo court of public opinion blacklisting you. The second one is especially important because once the free speech line is drawn there, it will continue to creep in the direction of perfectly reasonable views. You will be blacklisted for not believing in climate change, which is a hoax, or for opposing things like same-sex marriage, allowing men to play in women's sports, affirmative action, and replacing iconic movie heroes with ugly, mouthy feminists. And as we all know, those cancel campaigns are already happening. This isn't that. Over the weekend, we all watched the most obscene war crimes since the Holocaust play out across our screens. Hamas didn't attack the Israeli military. Instead, Hamas, funded by Joe Biden and Barack Obama, gleefully committed atrocities against civilians, and its primary targets appeared to be women, children, babies, and the elderly. We witnessed rapes, crude beheadings, cold-blooded murder, and then the desecration of the corpses, and then we witnessed American Democrats. Like those at Harvard and the domestic terrorists in Black Lives Matter, those in Democrat-run cities like New York, Dearborn, and Chicago come out in droves to support those who committed those atrocities. I make no apology for blacklisting and exposing Democrats who champion those who commit war crimes and unspeakable atrocities against civilians. Democrats who embrace those who behead babies have no place in a civilized society. I want to know who these people are. I support anyone who refuses to do any kind of business with them. You want to hate Israel? I don't care, hate Israel. No one should punish you for hating Israel. But when Democrats take to the streets and sign public petitions to immediately support those who have just gunned down more than 200 innocent festival goers, massacred babies, and murdered parents in front of their small children, those Democrats have crossed the line from free speech to encouraging something beyond violence. No civilized society can do business with people such as these. That doesn't mean these Democrats are beyond redemption. I have no tolerance for forced apologies. But someday, some of these Democrats might mature and see the error of their ways. That is the first step towards the forgiveness we all deserve. But for now? Make them pay, not for their political beliefs, but for endorsing and encouraging and being a-okay with the butchering of babies and old people whose only sin was being Jewish. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.